Across South West Wales, on FM, online, mobile and DAB. This is 96.4 FM, The Wave, 90 Second News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Claire Pearson. A man will appear before Swansea magistrates later, charged with murder following the death of 51-year-old Andrea Lewis in Neath. Mitch Rushton has more details.
Officers were called to a house in Tonner just before 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Following investigations, 43-year-old Rhys Trevor Hobbs has been charged with murder. A 46-year-old man who was also arrested in connection with the death is on police bail. Andrea worked in Neath Town Centre and had two children. Her family say they're heartbroken.
Police say the discovery of a man's body in North Wales may be connected to the murders of a woman and her two children near Leeds. The man's body was found at 5 o'clock last night on cliffs on an island off Anglesey. Officers from West Yorkshire are liaising with detectives in North Wales about the discovery. David Cameron will address Parliament today as he tries to sell his EU reform plan. The Prime Minister will make a statement in the Commons at lunchtime. Now in sport, the Swans were unlucky to come away with just a point against West Brom last night. We were winning until the Baggies scored in injury time. The one-all draw sees us slip to 16th in the league. Boss Francesco Guidolin spoke after the game.
Now I am disappointed but optimist because I watched my team play very well. But West Brom is a good team, is a strong team, difficult to win in this stadium.
And it's all because the lady loves a fireman. Patrick McBride, a firefighter from Liverpool, has fought off more than 20,000 hopefuls to become the new milk tray man. And to receive our daily news bulletin in your inbox every day, sign up to our VIP members list at thewave.co.uk.